July 14, 1929, How the Divine Will Wants Absolute Freedom in Order to Form Its Life. Different Ways of Acting of Our Lord. My usual abandonment in the Supreme Fiat continues. I feel that it leaves me not a free minute. It wants everything for itself, in a way that is ruling, but sweet and strong at the same time. It is so attractive, that the soul would, herself, let it put its sweet chains on her, so as not to oppose even slightly what the divine volition would want to do over her and within her. So, while I was thinking about this, my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, My daughter, do not be surprised if my divine will does not leave you free in anything, because it does not want to form simple acts and works, but life, and to one who must form a life continuous acts are needed. And if the continuous act ceases, the life cannot grow, nor be formed, nor have its true existence. And so this is why my divine will, wanting to form its divine life in you, wants to be free. It wants absolute freedom, and with its incessant act, which it possesses by nature, it pours itself over the creature, and extending with its more than maternal wings of light, it invests each fiber of the heart, each heartbeat, breath, thought, word, work and step. It warms it, and with its kiss of light it impresses its life in each act of the creature. And while destroying the human life, it constitutes its very self as divine life within her. And since nothing but tenebrous acts can come out of the human will, my will does not want to mix with it, and therefore it stands at attention to be able to form its life, all of light, in one who, freely, has given it freedom to reign. Therefore, its attitude is admirable, it is all eyes so that nothing may escape it. And with unspeakable love, in order to see its life formed in the creature, it makes itself heartbeat for each heartbeat, breath for each breath, work for each work, step for each step. Even over the little trifles of the creature, it runs, it extends, it places the power of its fiat, and creates its vital act in them. Therefore, be attentive in receiving its continuous act, because this is about life, and life has need of breath, of continuous heartbeat and of daily nourishment. Works are done and are put aside, nor do they need to be kept always in hand in order to be works. But life cannot be put aside, if the act ceases, it dies. Therefore, the continuous act of my will is necessary for you, you, in receiving it, and my will in giving it to you, so that its life in you may live, be formed and grow with its divine fullness. After this, I was feeling oppressed in thinking about my poor existence, especially the state I find myself in. How many changes I had to go through, even on the part of our Lord. But while I was thinking of this and other things, which it is not necessary to say on paper, my sweet Jesus, making himself seen in my interior, told me, My daughter, my love for you has been exuberant, and in order to lead you there where my divine will wanted you, I had to have different ways of acting in the periods of your life. In the first period, my love and my acting toward you were so tender, sweet and gentle, and so jealous, that I wanted to do everything by myself in your soul, and I wanted no one else, or that anyone might know what I was doing in you and saying to you. My jealousy was so great, that I put you in the impotence of opening yourself with anyone, not even with your confessor. I wanted to be alone, free, in my work, and I wanted no one else to meddle in it or be able to scrutinize what I was doing. I cared so much about this first period of your life, about my being with you one-on-one, that I can say that my love used all the divine weapons. And waging war on you, I assailed you in every way so that you would not be able to resist. All this was necessary to my love, because knowing what it wanted to do with you, no less than restoring the creation, giving my divine will the rights to reign, making the new era arise in the midst of the human family, it used all arts and stratagems in order to obtain the intent. Now, after I became sure about you and I secured my work, my acting changed, I made you break the silence. and the ardor of my instructions and of my speaking was such and so great, that I can call you the cathedra of my divine will, the secretary of its most intimate secrets, such that, as you were unable to contain them all within yourself, I commanded you to manifest them to my minister. And this acting of mine was necessary. Otherwise, how would my divine will have become known? Now, my daughter, in this last period of your life, you feel another way of acting of mine. Do not be concerned, let me do, and I will know how to give my work the last coat. Courage, then, you have the divine will in your power, what do you fear? Therefore, always forward in my will.